Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball in full swing. NBA playoffs. Stanley Cup playoffs. And all anybody cares about is this dumb draft. Thursday night. The biggest thing on the planet. Joining us to talk about it is Kirk Morrison, our good friend from San Diego State and all-around broadcaster, I mean, writer, blogger.
You really could just close your eyes and throw a dart, and you probably hit something that he does.
He's got it all going on. Hi, Kirk. How are you, man?
I am so upset at you, Chris.
I figured. I know that. I mean, football people, the draft is the greatest thing on the sports calendar.
But before the draft, though, we do have a game 7 in hockey tomorrow night. You already know the Vegas Golden Knights versus my San Jose Sharks, the right to get to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So before the draft, I got a nice little appetizer draft Thursday.
Well, I will watch your appetizer. I don't know that I will watch the main course, though.
Kirk, I want to ask you about your other hometown team. I know the Raiders, your former team at one time as well. They got a few picks to play with here in this draft. They've had a pretty active offseason thus far. What's the talks out of that camp where they're going?
Tony. I honestly, you just got to wait till Thursday, 5 o'clock. I mean, it's, you know, the one thing that I've just always stressed to tell people, you know, don't look at what's been going on. Don't look at who visited where. Don't look at the private workouts. Don't look at any of that, because there are different mocks and simulations that go on within each organization,
right,
in terms of how they think the draft is going to play out. And they have different scenarios. And it really just starts, like I said, at 5 o'clock on Thursday when the Arizona Cardinals, now all the talks and rumors and this is what they're going to do, we'll know when Roger Goodell walks out there on Thursday and says the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. Once that clock starts, okay, decisions will be made. And then from there, the Raiders will have their options. And if there's a quarterback available, could they take a Kyler Murray if he doesn't go one? But if Kyler Murray does go one, I mean, what happens with Nick Bosa, Quinn Williams, you know, the guy who's kind of right after Josh Allen, the linebacker from Kentucky? So the Raiders are going to have their pick in terms of one of the top four talents in this draft. And then as they get down toward the bottom of the round, they still have pick 20 and 27.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to make some things happen. So, you know, for me, I really believe that they have to go defense, because that's really where this team really suffered last year. You mentioned it. They did their homework in the offseason or in free agency by, you know, trading for Antonio Brown, getting, you know, the former Charger Tyrell Williams. They signed some receivers. But I think now, for them, it's about getting the defense order.
Kirk Morrison, ESPN color analyst and The Athletic contributor, joining us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Kirk, real quick, I want to follow up. You mentioned the Cardinals and the different mock drafts everybody has going up in each office. Is it coincidence that as we get closer to the actual draft day, now these rumors are starting to pop up that the Cardinals aren't going that way at all? Is this put out by the team? Is it put out by the agent? Like, how do every year these rumors happen right around draft day, where all of a sudden it's going completely left of where it was going previous?
You know, Tony, I think sometimes we live in the moment and we don't think about it in years past. You remember last year, no one knew Baker Mayfield was going one overall until, I believe, tomorrow, this time last year.
Right.
Like, it was like Tuesday, and all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield number one. We're like, wait, what? I mean, there was a mock draft that had him going 16, 17. I always challenge people to do this, though, too, Tony and Chris. Check this out. What's easier, to fill out a 32 mock draft of your own and get them all right, or pick out the first 32 victories in the NCAA tournament. I would say it's harder to pick the draft 32 consecutive picks than it is to pick, you know, it's easier to pick March Madness the first round, because it's like, okay, I know this team and this team, we know this is Duke and Canada. When it comes to the NFL, it's like, we don't know what these coaches are thinking.
Yeah.
So you may have people in the building who may say, well, we're really high on this guy, and we're really high on this guy, and we like this guy. And if you're the Cardinals, man, you know, right now, I love the intrigue. That's what makes the NFL draft, like, so special, is because we literally don't know what they're going to do. They can go Murray. They cannot go Murray. Maybe they're saying it because they want some team to fall in love and come up to number one and grab Kyler Murray so they can get more picks. I mean, the NFL draft is just so fascinating every single year because – you know, things change. I mean, choices happen, but trades happen. You look at Deshaun Watson a couple of years back, same thing with Patrick Mahomes a couple of years ago. Yeah. No one had him going that high, and Kansas City trades up to get him. So I just know there's going to be some theatrics come Thursday.
All right, here's why I'm not the biggest fan of the draft. All of those things you said are very true. But one of the things, Kirk, about the draft is there's a tremendous amount of lying that's going on. And there should be. I mean, if you're the Arizona Cardinals, why should you tell anybody what you're planning to do? If you're the 49ers or the Jets, the Raiders, why should you be telling people, hey, we have our eye on this guy? So I think it's all much ado about nothing, because everybody predicts what these teams are going to do by what they have said they're going to do. But the teams aren't really being truthful because they don't want to give away what they're going to do. So it is interesting to see how it all turns out, but I find it to be a little bit interesting that we all spend so much time predicting what's going to happen when we just couldn't possibly know.
Yeah, a lot of people out there do that, Chris. I'm of the few or the minority who understands that no matter what people say, until we are pushed to that deadline, when that time is starting to run out, you got to make a decision. And that's when I know, okay, this is who you do. This is what you really think. But the thing is, you go into a store, right? And we all have this list of items. Okay, we got to go get this store. And then all of a sudden you walk in, and guess what? The item that you want, they don't have it. And if they don't have it, what do you do now?
Right.
And you say, I got these other items on my list that I want to get, but you know what? You know what? I like this item best. Like, this is probably more important for our household. We couldn't get what we wanted, but let's just go with this one. I mean, that's kind of how the NFL draft kind of operates, is that you have the guys on your board. If that guy's not there, then, hey, we got to go with the next best option. And sometimes, you know, we always hear the stories of, you know, I never visited a team. I never talked to this team. They never even came up to me at the combine, yet they drafted me. So you hear all these types of stories, and it'll be fun to me to kind of look at the way that the bottom half of the draft of the first round comes out on Thursday. We know about the top guys, but there's going to be a bunch of defensive players who people are really going to get a chance to know as this draft goes along. Outside of the fantasy football player, this is a strong defensive draft.
Kirk, who do you think, or let me ask you a different way. What are the Chargers' biggest needs going into this draft?
Oh, man. For me, they can always go offensive line. That's always something to, you know, keep around Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Obviously, the rumor of, you know, is there a succession plan for Phillip Rivers at some point? I know they're talking about, you know, making him a lifelong Charger, getting him another deal that would take him, you know, into his 40s, but you know, is there a situation where they could be in the, you know, the Josh Rosen sweepstakes, you know, for to be a backup and be mentored by Phillip Rivers? Defensively, they need corners, and that's not even they need corners and linebackers, maybe another interior defensive lineman as well. So they've got some needs, and it's just really what falls to them. You know, it's just that's what happens when you're a team that has success. You get to the second round of the playoffs. And, you know, you just kind of figure out, okay, what's the best available player for us? You know what I mean? Because this is a team that didn't play with Hunter Henry throughout the year. he comes back. You know, obviously Keenan's still there. So you've got, you know, Melvin Gordon still there. So you've got an offense that you feel really good about. So adding an offensive lineman and in defense for them, like I said, corner, you know, you did well last year in drafting Derwin James, and I think maybe Tom Telesco goes after another corner, which I think they really haven't had that shutdown type of corner that they drafted since Jason Verrett, but remember, he couldn't stay healthy.
Kirk Morrison is with us. He was drafted in the 2005 draft out of San Diego State. I just was checking this out a little bit, Kirk. Not even the first Aztec linebacker selected in that draft. Did you know that, Kirk? Matt McCoy went ahead of you, right?
Yeah, pick 63. Yeah,
he went ahead of you. Channing Crowder was the linebacker pick just ahead of you by the Dolphins, another brilliant pick by them. but here's my question. When you're sitting there watching that, you worked out against all of these guys, combines. You probably had a pretty good idea of what everybody could do.
Right.
How frustrating, how tough to sit there and see other guys from your position that you knew you were as good as or better, yet they weren't calling your name yet.
Yeah, and that's the part that you have to realize, that it's not really, you know, what you've done. It's really, you know, kind of the flavor that that team likes. You know, are you a fit for what they do? And, you know, I had to wait my turn. And, you know, I'm really good friends with a lot of the guys who were taken before me. You know, one of my buddies was Lofa Tatupu. He got drafted in the second round of Seattle. He ended up being the starting middle linebacker on the trip to the Super Bowl for Seattle. You know, my buddy Matt McCoy, like you mentioned, he got drafted in Philadelphia, and, you know, it never really panned out for him, and he wasn't there much long because the system kind of changed. And remember, their defensive coordinator at the time, I'm sorry, the linebacker coach at the time, ends up leaving to take Steve Spagnuolo, takes the defensive coordinator position with the Giants, who ended up beating the Patriots a couple years after. So it's a lot of movement within that. And for me, where I got selected, that was just perfect for me. I was in a situation where I knew the defense, I knew the coaches really well, and I had an opportunity early on to start, and I really took that baton and held on to it for, you know, many years. So that's what I always tell players. It's you can be upset, you know, where you're drafted at, but getting drafted is actually the easy part. The hard part is sticking around, and I know a lot of linebackers and players can tell you how hard it is to really stick around.
Yeah, I think even a lot of the kids, I mean, who are drafted don't realize that the work starts after your name is announced.
Right. Yeah.
That's when you really have to buckle down because, I mean, these guys in the NFL don't mess around. If you don't come in ready to play and making plays, they're not going to wait around for you. So,
yeah, that's the way it is, man. I mean, the minute they draft you, the scouting department's job is to – the minute they draft you, their job is to replace you. That's just the way the scouting game goes.
Have fun watching the Sharks and the Golden Knights tomorrow night. I'll be right there watching that game as well, Kirk. That's fun. Right. That's sports.
That's fun. That's playoff.
That is sports. Game 7, man, laying it all out on the line. And then have fun watching the draft Thursday, too.
All right, sounds good. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, man. Remember, there's some value.
Oh, yes,
Friday,
I know that's
Saturday
right. It's
well.
3 days. Forgive me for not blocking off the whole 3 days for the draft.
Thanks, Kirk.
Always a pleasure catching up with you, buddy.
All right, fellas, no problem.
Thank
Talk you. To
you
soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.